We gather this evening in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Good evening.
Good evening.
I want to welcome one and all as we gather for worship tonight. A special welcome to any guests among us. We do have a connection card in your pews if you'd like to give us your information, or if anybody has a prayer request, that's also the place to record that and hand that into an usher or into the offering plate. Couple of reminders here. Our special offering for the month of May is for the Golden Hub, which provides Meals on Wheels and low-cost meals for seniors. So that's our, I say, regular special offering of the month. We also have the Mom Center baby bottles. If you want to grab one of those and fill those with money and so bring those back, that supports young, needy families or single moms with families as well. And the Capital Campaign forms, if you've not had a chance to fill one of those out, there are some extra forms in the entrance of the church, and you can fill those in or out and turn those into the church office or in the offering plate as well. Our sympathy goes out to the Majors family at the loss of Ryan, and that service was yesterday, so just an extra prayer for them and just hold them in the palm of God's hand. Also, our prayers and thoughts go out to the family of Dick Traugott, and his service will be next Saturday at 1 p.m. here at the church. So please keep both of those families in your thoughts and in your prayers. This is Memorial Day weekend, and it's a time to pause and remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, giving their lives to God and country. I want to just ask if you, any of you have had a family member that has died anytime in the service, invite you to please stand for a moment here. If you've had a family member that has died in the service. All right. Let's give thanks to God for those. Let's just take a moment to pray, shall we? Lord God Almighty, we thank you for the men and women who unselfishly gave their lives, fighting for the freedom from tyranny and oppression, that we might enjoy those freedoms today in peace. May they not be forgotten. Grant their families peace and hope in Jesus' name. Amen. Our theme for today, we're going to look at Psalm 67 and how God blesses us so richly in our lives and in our world today. We are here to worship, so I invite you to please stand as you're able as we turn to our confession and forgiveness. We gather today in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. May we pray. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In 1 John chapter 1, God reminds us that if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We take a moment now to confess our sins to the Lord in the silence of our hearts. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our opening hymn, Blessed Assurance.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story.
Now may the grace of God, the compassion of Christ, and the hope of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Also with you. May we pray. Lord God Almighty, you have richly blessed us with so many things and with the gift of life itself. Help us to treasure one another and love and care for each other as you have loved us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord, O my soul, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless God's holy name.
The words of Psalm 67 remind us of the blessing that God gives us and his continual presence in our lives. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who dwells so richly in our hearts. Amen. I promise you can be seated now. The last 2 weeks we have focused on giving as we had kicked off the new capital campaign to service the dead of refurbishing the church and the Spirit House and the prayer chapel. We've also reminded folks that these gifts are above and beyond our regular giving for the support and the work of the ministry, especially as we work toward adding pastoral staff so that we may be more effective in the mission and the ministry of the church which God has called us to. Today I wanted to focus and share how God so richly blesses us and how we respond to those blessings. So Psalm 67, a great text that will guide us through that today. It's also, again, Memorial Day weekend, and we can't help but pause to remember those who paid the ultimate price for the life and the liberties and the freedoms that we have and enjoy today. And if we are not careful to remember the price that's been paid for those things, then we risk losing those precious freedoms that we do have. Today, as we look again at Psalm 67, and we see that it was written as a blessing not just for one nation, but for all nations and all peoples. The first three verses of Psalm 67 are a prayer of grace. And it starts immediately with that blessing that was given to Aaron, Moses' brother, the first high priest of Israel. It's a blessing that we are familiar with because we hear it almost at the end of every worship service. That original blessing was given in the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 24 to 26, given by God to pronounce a blessing on the people. Here's that word, you know this, you've heard it. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. There's something powerful about a blessing being spoken or pronounced upon someone. In fact, someone once said, a blessing becomes a blessing only when it is spoken. The spoken words of praise are important, especially for a child. It gives them an indication that he or she is worthwhile and valuable. Of course, that's true of any of us, is it not? with outspoken words of blessing, they are left unsure of their personal worth or their acceptance. As a way to illustrate this, there's a story of a father who coached a team of 8-year-olds. He had some excellent players, and he had some who just couldn't get the hang of the game. His team didn't win once all season long, but in the last inning of the very last game, his team was down only by 1 run. And there was one boy who had never been able to hit the ball or catch it. With 2 outs, it was his turn to bat. He surprised the world and he hit a single. The next batter up was the team slugger. So finally there was hope that his players might just win a game, the very last one. Well, the slugger connected. And as the boy who hit the single ran to second, he saw the ball coming toward him. And not certain of all the rules of baseball, he caught it. Final out, right? That was it. The team lost. Quickly, the coach told his team to cheer, and the boy beamed. It never occurred to him that he lost the game. All he knew was that he hit the ball and he caught it, both for the very first time. His parents later thanked that coach. Their child had never even gotten in a game before that season. And no, they didn't win the game. But that young boy received a tremendous blessing that impacted his life in a positive way for many years to come. Well, God's blessing is proclaimed upon every one of us. God blesses us so that we may be a blessing to others, that we might make known the richness of God's blessing for all people. The next two verses of the psalm, verses 4 and 5, speak about God's fairness and justice to the nations. And not just one nation, not just Israel, but to all nations. The nations are to be glad. Why? Because God judges the peoples with equity, the verse says, and guides the nations upon the earth. Now, I think that strikes a chord with many of us when we looked around the world today and we realize it doesn't seem like all nations are treated equally. Some of you remember Bill Cosby, the comedian. He once said, "You really aren't a parent until you have at least 2 children. When you only have 1 child and you walk into a room and you find the lamp broken, it's very difficult for that child to say, it wasn't me. But when you have 2 children, he said, they are fighting and blaming each other for something that happened. And even with the wisdom of Solomon, that sometimes isn't enough to discover the truth. So you administer justice equally to both." How many times have you ever heard a child or even an adult utter the words, "It's not fair"? Yep, there's that. Yep, that perfect picture there, right? Reminds me of the parable of the laborers in the vineyard. You know the one there in Matthew chapter 20, where the landowner went out first thing in the morning, right at daylight, hired workers to work in his vineyard, and he agreed with that group to pay them a full day's wage. Well, he went out again the 3rd hour, the 6th hour, the 9th hour, and then finally the 11th hour with 1 more hour of the day left to work. When it came time to pay them for their work, he started with those who had come last, right? Those who came at the end of the day, and paid them all the way up to the very first workers, who were the last in line. And the landowner paid them all a day's wage. Well, guess who cried foul and said, "It's not fair"? Those who worked all day long. Now, I've actually had people get upset when I've done that as a Bible study sometimes, because they're also crying out about fairness or the lack thereof in that particular story. But this is about God's fairness and God's justice for all, which is where the psalm points us. I'm reminded of Jesus' own words in the Sermon on the Mount at the end of Matthew chapter 5, where Jesus commands us to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute us. Now, again, that seems a bit unfair from our perspective. But Jesus goes on in that same context to say For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. That's Matthew 5:45. Or we could talk about the thief on the cross who, dying on the cross next to Jesus, recognized his sin and he asked for Jesus' forgiveness. And Jesus' wonderful words to him were, "Today you will be with me in paradise." We have to understand that if God wanted to exact his justice on us, then we would all be condemned to death. In truth, we all have been condemned to death because our sin separates us from God. And there's nothing that you or I can do to earn back God's favor. The language of the psalm is courtroom language there. God judges us justified, not guilty, not because of our own merit again, but because of what he has done for us by his grace. If you want to talk about fairness, is it fair that we get to enjoy the freedoms that we have in this nation at the expense of other people who gave their very lives for those freedoms? Or is it fair that one man, Jesus Christ, sacrificed his life for the sins of the entire world? Jesus paid that ultimate price so that we would not be judged guilty, that we would be able to inherit eternal life. So think about that next time you think that life is unfair. The last part of this psalm gives God's promise of blessing to all. This blessing is for all people and all nations. Listen again to those words. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. The great evangelist D.L. Moody told the story of a shop girl in Chicago. One day she couldn't have bought a dollar's worth of anything. The next day she could buy $1,000 worth of anything she wanted. What made the difference? She married a rich husband. She accepted him, of course, and all that was his had become hers. Well, he uses that story to say, that's an example of our lives of faith. All that Christ has becomes ours when we receive him. I'm reminded of God's tremendous blessings and his promise to us. If we were to go back to Genesis chapter 8, after the flood, when Noah and his family were able to disembark off the ark with all the animals, God made a promise. God made a covenant with Abraham and with all of creation. And that blessing in Genesis 8:22 is this: while the earth remains, God said, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. There's a promise for us. As God has so richly blessed us, may we again be a blessing to others and serve God to our fullest potential. I ran across this blessing adapted from a poem by Terry McPherson. It goes like this: "You are a child of creation, a reflection of God. No one can steal your beauty or reduce your worth unless you let them. Don't let them. You are a miracle of God's love. Never look at yourself and see anything less. Your life is not a random stroke of chance. You are part of a sovereign plan, loved into existence, loved for an eternity. So let the fire in your soul live and laugh and leap with joy. And for the short time you walk upon this earth, remember that you are the light of the world." Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for blessing us with so many blessings and so many promises that we have to strengthen and guide us in our lives of faith. And so, Lord, help us to pass those blessings on to others that they may know of your love and your grace poured out for us on the cross through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.
my refuge, my rock in whom I trust. And I will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of my hand. Snares of the fowler will never capture you, and famine will bring you no fear. Under God's wings, your refuge, with faithfulness your shield. And I will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of my hand. For to the angels God's given a command to guard you in all of your ways. Lest you dash your foot against a stone. And I will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hands.
Please join me as we join together in the offertory prayer. Merciful Father, we offer with joy and thanksgiving what you have first given us, ourselves, our time, and our possessions, signs of your gracious love. Receive them for the sake of him who offered himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their need. Dear Father in heaven, we remember before you today all those who have served and given their lives for the freedoms that we enjoy. Again, may we not take their sacrifice for granted, but when called upon, may we step forward to answer the call to serve and honor you. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, you have so richly blessed us beyond measure, and not just with the blessings that we receive here on this earth, but with that greater blessing and hope of eternal life. Help us to be a blessing to others as we continue to be witnesses of all that you have done for us. Lord, in your mercy. O great physician and healer of all ills, we lift up before you those who are hospitalized, Clinton Foege, those who are on hospice, Dottie Schneider, Leroy Young, and Stanley Feller, those who are shut in or a nursing home. And today we conclude that list we've been praying for several weeks with Helen Allred, Connie Dittmer, Nelda Peeler, and Donna Adams. And Lord, we lift up before you those who grieve, especially the family of Ryan Majors and also the family of Dick Traugott. Hold them in the palm of your hand and give them that peace that comes only from you. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, we give thanks today for Brooke and Mason, who are united in marriage, and for Pastor Steve's daughter and son-in-law married last weekend, Rebecca and Caleb. May your love abound in all marriages as you strengthen them with your presence. Lord, in your mercy. Precious Savior, We come before you today to ask for your forgiveness as we partake of your body and blood broken and shed for us on the cross. Grant us forgiveness and renew us in heart, mind, body, and soul, so that we may continue to serve and honor you in all that we do. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Holy, holy, holy Lord, Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. It is in the night in which he was betrayed that our Lord Jesus took bread. When he had given thanks and had broken it, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to God, he gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, given and shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Now, Lord, remember us in your kingdom and help us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you, keeping his grace now and forever. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, pour out the power of your love upon us and unite us with the wills of those whom you have fed with one heavenly food. This we pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And here's that blessing we talked about again in our message today. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our closing song, "My Country, 'Tis of Thee."
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee.